Welcome back to The Deep Dive. Today we're taking a look at a really significant document, the Economic Blueprint for the Western Cape for the next 5 years.
That's right. It's the DDAT, the Department of Economic Development and Tourism Strategic Plan for 2025 to 2030.
And the whole thing, I mean, the entire policy engine is built around this one huge objective.
The Growth for Jobs Strategy, or G4J. And what's so striking right from the get-go is just how bold it is.
Bold how?
Well, they're facing some serious fiscal headwinds, you know, and global trade is volatile. But instead of playing it safe, they've explicitly chosen to set these really ambitious stretch targets. That's the real story here, I think.
Okay, so let's unpack that ambition. The G4J vision itself is huge. They're aiming for an economy that grows by an average of 5% each year.
By 2035, yeah, to ultimately hit a 1 trillion rand economy.
And crucially, that's in real terms, isn't it?
Exactly. And for anyone listening, that's so important. It means they're adjusting that number for inflation. It's not just some big nominal figure. It's about real, tangible economic power.
And the whole foundation for this is private sector led.
Completely. DEDAT is positioning itself as a facilitator, an influencer. Their job is to create the right environment so private capital can actually deliver that growth.
So how are they planning to influence that? I see they've broken it down into three core priorities that seem to, well, they interlock.
They do.
First is driving growth opportunities. So that's all about investment.
Investment.
Then stimulating market access, which is trade and tourism.
Right. Getting products and people moving.
And the third one is enabling a conducive business environment. So getting rid of obstacles.
And if you just look at the hard targets for the first two pillars, you really see the scale of this. For investment, they're setting a target of R70 billion over the five-year period.
70 billion? Wait, wasn't their baseline something like R21 billion?
He was.
That's nearly a threefold increase. With all the fiscal pressure you mentioned, how is that even realistic? Where is that capital supposed to come from?
It's a massive leap, no question. But the strategy isn't about government spending that money. It's about using what they call asymmetric leverage.
Okay.
Things like deregulation and targeted investment promotion, basically creating the certainty that private investors need to commit that kind of capital.
I see. And what about that second pillar, market access?
The targets there are just as high. We're talking R320 billion in total exports. And on the tourism side, are $63 billion in spending just from international tourists.
Let's pivot to that third pillar then, the enabling environment, because this feels like where most people are feeling the pain right now.
Absolutely. You can't talk about a conducive environment in South Africa without talking about energy.
Load shedding.
Exactly. The source material is very clear. It states that energy shortages have cost the province somewhere between R48.6 and R61.2 billion in real GDP since 2007.
Wow. That really puts the whole plan into perspective.
It does. It shows that resource resilience isn't just a nice to have. It's a top strategic priority. It has to be.
So what are the key interventions they're planning?
The main focus is the green energy transition. They're exploring things like green hydrogen, not just as a way to mitigate shocks like load shedding, but as a brand new economic opportunity.
Like a new export market.
Potentially, yeah. It's an economic hedge. And they're also betting big on innovation, with a hard target to increase business enterprise R&D spending by 50%.
So if you connect all those dots, the R1 trillion target, the R70 billion in investment, the need for resilience, what's the one crucial takeaway here?
The plan itself says this again and again. Success hinges on collaboration. It needs partnerships across government, the private sector, and civil society. DDAT can point the way, but the execution needs everyone aligned.
Which leaves us with a final provocative question for you to think about. Given that our $320 billion export target, which relies so heavily on national infrastructure.
Like the ports.
Exactly, the ports. And on global trade conditions that are well beyond their control. How much impact can an ambitious provincial strategy really have when it's up against such huge external challenges? Something to mull over this week.